The Logan Library is a sanctuary for academics, researchers, and your common bookworm. It has been stationed near the Logan City Police Department since 1955, when then-library director Ronald Jenkins pushed for a new building and increased library funding. Now, current library director Karen Clark is doing the same.
The library, it needs to be replaced. The building is aging and falling apart.
Clark has been the library director for almost a year and is already working to make change for Logan's library. But she also wants to know what its patrons have to say about the new building. Library board member and assistant professor at USU, Crescencio Lopez Gonzalez, has created a survey for that purpose.
The primary reason for taking the survey is to take the temperature, to understand our patrons and see how they feel about our new library.
The survey is 11 questions regarding the library's functions, design, location, and so forth.
So far, we have more than 1,000 library patrons have responded. In fact, 1,400 have responded. And they're very interesting results, of course. One of the most interesting ones that I found is the question regarding where should the library be built.
The library board, with help from Logan's former mayor, Craig Peterson, as well as the current mayor, Holly Danes, has decided on a few options for the library's new location.
We have an option on what we call the V1 site, which is on 100 South and 100 West, right across from the high school where that gas station is. We have an option to purchase that site, but we're still verifying with Mayor Danes and the City Council and verifying that that is the right site for the library. We really want to make sure it's going to be the best site for our citizens and to make sure we have plenty of parking.
Another location they are considering is the Logan Emporium, which has been vacant since 2017.
It's almost like throwing away money to a building that is falling apart. So we want to start at a new place. And the library, more than anything else, is the heart of the city. It is the place where families come together and feel safe.
To give your two cents on the location, direction, design, or any other aspect of the new Logan Library, visit their website. With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.